All right. Just kicking us off. Mike, you seem to always be on first. You want to,
I don't know.
And I know
I don't
you,
know.
You
I
got a big something working. Or do you want to sit tight? Well,
I got a lot of somethings working. So I don't know. We might let somebody else get in because it's going to take a while to get through all this.
Yeah, Mike. Larry and Janie, what's going on?
Well, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
About the questions that I had emailed you and you responded back.
I didn't even see those until today, too. I apologize. I tried to get everything. Rob must have read it and then forgot to mark it as unread, and then my eyes just glanced over it. So sorry about that.
That's okay. Said you can use the Talk Manager to remind yourself or team
task.
Members.
Task.
What?
That's a typo. Task Manager.
Task Manager. Oh, because I'm looking all over like, what is the Talk Manager? How do I find it?
Yeah, you would have been looking for a while for the Talk Manager.
I'm a little
Yep. That's me. That's me typing. Yep. So you've been confused all day because I missed a letter. Nice.
It doesn't take much to confuse me. I'm a blonde.
Crack me up. Yep, Task Manager. So you can, it's on your homepage, right? But your team has them as well. You can create tasks and assign them to people and that kind of thing. And then what did you mean by, what did you call it, a tickler?
Tickler bomb.
Yeah.
Well, like when the salesmen go in and they're calling somebody and they need to remember to call this person back in however many days they told them, you know, is there something that will pop that lead back up to them? That's the task manager. Okay.
So, and there are a couple ways to do it. So you can set up workflow automation. And that's what I recommend, because what that'll do is if you put it in, you know, left message, follow up, if that's your status, you can have, 6 days worth of call them tomorrow set up, and it'll automatically create the task. So if you call them again and leave it at that status, it's going to give you another task the next day to call them back until you change that status. It's how that thing works. So that's one way to do it. Or your acquisitions people just say, you know, they're talking to somebody, maybe they just want to leave the status as is. And Mr. and Mrs. Seller says, hey, call me back Saturday at 2:00. They can just go create the task for themselves for 2:00 Saturday, set up a reminder, and it'll send them an email that says, hey, you've got this task coming due. I think it goes out 30 minutes prior. Don't quote me on that, but it'll send them a reminder email that it's coming. So, Task Manager, not talking.
I used to sell customer relations software for salespeople. It was called ACT, and there were some others. And you put the tickler file. Somebody says, call me back the 1st of June. You wham in there. It hits June. Come June, it would just bring up ones you need to call in June. You know, not 30 minutes before. Give a little bit of lead time.
It'll send you an email 30 minutes before to remind you, but that task will show up on the day that you set it for.
Okay. Yeah, I just hadn't really played around with the task manager yet, so
Gotcha. It's real simple to use. Set up a couple just for kicks, and then you can just mark them complete or delete them, get rid of them. But
okay.
Hey, tell me, did you talk to this out of the country buyer contact again today?
Sure did.
Tell me what they want. What are they looking for?
Anything that makes sense anywhere. Bottom line.
City, USA. And they want turnkey rentals, or they want distressed properties and they're going to fix them?
Anything that makes sense.
That's it?
And the guy was really short with me. He said, you think I'm going to be a dick, but this is what I do. And I said, well, I want to make sure that I understand. I know his numbers. I know, you know, because I asked him, I said, do you want a bastard piece of property sitting in St. Louis and it's the only one you got there? I said, you know, a lot of companies like Little Caesars Pizza, they won't open a pizza place unless they put three in one area. And I said, do you have problems with a single property in a remote location? He said, I bought them in Nebraska. So that kind of answers
Holy cow. All right.
So, but if it makes
thing, I'm gonna find my own out of the country buyers. I'm on a mission, but until then, when I have something to go, I'm gonna email you guys and say, hey, run this by them, and we'll just partner on it.
Okay. Do it. The guy was so impressed, he sent me a Facebook request. It was like, what the hell is that about? I didn't track it and now verify and make sure he wasn't with the New York Mafia. And
yeah.
I still hadn't verified that, but that's a different story.
Is he the buyer, or he's just working with a buyer or group of buyers?
He is working with a group of buyer. He's a buyer himself. They're a management group, you know, with different buyers and different criteria. He's kind of point man like the rest of his wholesaler. He's got these people. When it rolls out there, he can match them up with them.
How much money do they have to spend?
He said between $250 to $5 million, depending on what the house looks like.
Wait. He'll buy a single property for $250 to $5
million? Yeah. And he joked. He said, it can be smaller. He said, but,
How much total money do they have? You get the impression that they're not going to run out of capital anytime soon?
That's the impression.
Okay, cool.
All right. He explained a little bit to me about the negative interest in Europe.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. He said, but that's just been brought to the attention that that's been happening for years.
Right. So they'll buy 5 or 6 caps. I mean, they would just salivate over an 8 to 10, huh?
Yeah. So, like I said, you put it in there to show, when they're looking at, like he said, the cap and the other, I forgot what else he listed the criteria, but he said, when you look at it, that it makes sense for return on their money. When they finally look at, what they're going to get out there and a 5% return, and of course he said he didn't want any debt in the ghettos, but he said unless he could buy the whole ghetto.
Right, and what do they consider "quote unquote" ghetto? Because I think C neighborhoods are totally in play. So interesting.
Or, you look at the crime status. When you walk up. That's what I'm dealing with right now. We're sending off a offer tomorrow morning in an area that we've talked about in Tampa. So they're putting a new stadium in, and the guy's wanting a price on a double lot, and he thinks he can, fix it up. And it should go for $225,000, $230,000, but 3 blocks away, new houses are being built for $330,000, $350,000.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out, does he have a beater? Is he, or is he just trying to move it? So whatever makes sense.
Here's the thing, too. If this foreign buyer is willing to, and it sounds like they're willing to buy 5, 6, 7, 8 cap properties, they know they're paying more than what a typical value would be. They're just buying the return, right?
Yeah, they're buying the return.
Crazy. I love it. All right.
I've been telling my wife, Janie, I said, there's people out there, and this is my, I've had friends over the years, whatever, and a lot of them have more money than they got since. They make money in spite of their sale. But then they don't know what to do with it, where to park it. And they need to park it because, they don't know what to do with it. They make too much.
Let's help them out.
Yeah. Well, that's where I'm in this there. I said, I've recognized it. Two of the biggest developers here in town, I have to share a little story, was Mr. Hickenbotham and the former district attorney. Two different, totally wouldn't think. They got into the apartment duplex business, and Mr. Hickenbotham made enough money with his pest control company because he had 50 of them. And, he paid $38 million to get a plant nursery. And Harry Gordon did something similar. But their clientele was their friends that had money hunting to park it in duplexes someplace. And they'd build the duplexes, fix them up, rent them out, and sell them as soon as they were rented out. Make a profit.
Yep. Turnkey. I love it.
Watch
this, you guys. This is why we're doing the turnkey. Brad and Rob are doing the same thing, but not always. But a lot of them they sell are because how many people want to own real estate? Lots.
Yeah.
How many people know even where to look to generate a good lead? Very few. How many people know what to do when a house needs fix up? They don't even know where to start. What do I do? How do I find a good tenant? What do I call it? What do I have to pull their credit score? Do I care about their credit score? How do I pull their credit score? What do I do? And mainly, more importantly, right, I don't have time for any of that. So I'd like to, but I don't even know where to start. And even if I did, I don't have the time. So
they want to park the money. Those professionals want to park it, want a turnkey, want their accountant to advise them on it. Because, you know, right. I sold software and stuff to doctors. And I'm going to say this. I hope no doctors on the phone here. Doctors, they ain't the brightest people in the world financially. But they have make enough money that they cover their mistakes to keep from being embarrassed.
Yeah, and I don't think you're offending anybody, right? Everybody's heard that stereotype. They kind of you see the same thing with athletes, right? These kids get out of college and walk into these paychecks, and, you know, they're making a couple hundred grand a month, and their expenses are, you know, a couple hundred grand a month. So
yeah.
Just, you know, living large, but it's in one door and out the other. So yeah, good stuff. That's really what it's really the avatar for the franchise that Rob and Brad are doing, Real Estate From Anywhere. They they called him Joe. They could have called him Jane, whatever, but it's, you know, kind of white collar professional, wants to own income producing assets. Just has zero idea where to find it, what to do with it, how to rent it. They want to own it. They have the money to own it. They just don't know where to start. So that's really what they've
done. I was telling a friend that was interested in, I think she's interested in getting into the wholesaling after talking with us, because she helped us with one that we flipped. And I told her, I said, the best thing about real estate is you get to depreciate it off while it appreciates. And I said, there's not too many other things that you get it on both ends.
Yep. Pretty wild.
So. Cool. Yeah.
What else?
Let me pack you back.
How many offers went out? I heard you guys say you had one going out. How many since Monday?
We have none since Monday. We'll have three out tomorrow morning. Don't scold.
Okay.
I don't call her Janie. I call her Cutie. I said, don't scold Cutie because she'll make my life miserable.
That's funny. I like it. Hey, as long as they're going. And I'm going to tell you, Mike's on the phone, and he sent in we've been going back and forth on an email thing that he's going to talk about, but he's leading the charge by a big margin in offers, and he's got stuff cooking. I'm telling y'all, it is the key.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not – here's the thing. I'm not saying it's easy to do, right? I'm on the phone with our acquisitions people every day saying, got to make offers, got to make offers, got to make offers. And, right, they're struggling to get them out the door. So we're doing a lot of training, right? I'm not just saying that you just tell your acquisitions person, hey, go make offers and it happens, but – this is the goal that we have to strive for.
Well, my friend, that today is his first real day making phone calls.
Yeah.
And he has brought us a deal and looking at a bigger deal. You know, so
you have three offers going out tomorrow.
You know, it's trying to get the people in place. And hiring, we all have that same problem. And I checked with the Georgia Department of Labor, just a little FYI. We can't list a job posting unless we're willing to pay minimum wage. We can't have a total commission job.
Gotcha. Yep. Yeah. Know how your states operate, and you will most likely, right? You as business owner, you figure out when that happens. But in Colorado, you can have a 1099, but if they don't make any sales, we at least have to pay a minimum wage, which is $360 a week or something like that.
Yeah.
So you figure out when the timing makes sense, but you definitely want to play with the laws of the land where you live. So, yep.
We got the whole country. We're trying to get a way to reach out nationwide. And I've written down a profile of who we want to do, you know, for acquisition. And I'm looking for a professional person that got out of the rat race that's living in Timbuktu, where they don't have any many job opportunities, but they have the skill set and the time and the quality of life, and they have the reserves enough to take a couple months to get their leads coming in and making sales.
Yep.
And, you know, that's my profile I'm trying to reach, and I talked to job sites, and I was a member, a little bit on me. I went back to school in 2010 and graduated in 2014, but I was a member of the Student Veterans Association, and I was on their website trying to connect, because there's so many companies want to hire student vets, but they all want, you know, those job postings pay the salary. And it's trying to reach somebody that's got, you know, just trying to reach that one person that sees a vision and understands to use their skill set. So,
yep. Well, first of all, if you're a vet, then thank you for your service and everybody else on here too. So let's not blow past that.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate you. So the other part about that is what you just did is you said, okay, for acquisitions, here's who we're looking for. And you got really clear about it. And here's the thing. You'll find that person or multiple of those people. Do the same thing with who are you selling to? Who's your avatar? Who's your client? Is it other local real estate investors that are looking for fix and flip property? Fantastic. Find them. Is it like the franchise that Rob launched where it's white collar employee, wants real estate investments, has no idea how to find them? Great, we'll bring them to you. And not only that, you can just pay us to fix them up. And then they're doing a master lease thing, which says, and we'll be your tenant, and then we'll sublease the property, and here's how we're going to get on the same side of the table with you. So they're just catering. So they said, this is our client base. So have they sold to other investors? Absolutely. But the majority of their deals are going to that person, white collar, whoever, and just says, hey, I love the idea of owning real estate. I just have no idea how to do it. And even if I did, I don't have the time. So they
I was
in. So,
because we've generated so many leads on vacant lots in Tampa.
Yeah.
All neighborhoods that are going to turn around.
Yep.
But I got on this afternoon and got on the Home Builders Association and dialing up to find out, you know, who builds what size of homes and whatever, and where they're willing to build out, what they're willing to pay for the lot. I've got to get some home builders without having to join their.
Hey, call the pro desk at all the Home Depots and Lowe's. They have Home Depot and Lowe's in Tampa?
Yeah.
Okay. I know they're coast to coast. I don't know what their saturation is. I know the Midwest Menards is there as well. Those big box stores, I'm telling you, the pro desk employees who have been there for a while know every single fix and flip player and development person in town, company, group, whatever you want to call it. They know everybody. Call the pro desk and say,
yeah.
Here's what I bring to the table. Here's who I'm looking for. You talk to these people all day long. Who's looking for dirt? Get us connected.
That's Cutie just wrote those notes down. That's, you know, on the list. Because I go to the Home Depot here all the time. I'm forever doing that crazy stuff and not being a builder.
But, well, and here's the thing is the pro desk, right, they're going to have their biggest accounts. You get the right person at the pro desk, and they can go in and see who's spending the most, right? They know who's spending the most amount of money running all the materials through there. So Paul, my business partner here in Denver, he always goes to the same Home Depot, and, you know, they gave him a snowblower. He's got box seats to the Bronco game because they're tracking what's the volume coming through this pro desk. He's one of the biggest as an individual. He's one of the top buyers.
I can beat you down.
You know, that's a non-developer here out of the Denver area Home Depots in the last 5 years. So I'm just telling you, just go there as well because the pro desk people know everybody. So.
Okay, we'll do that.
Good stuff, you guys. Anything else?
No.
Not today. We'll keep you posted as to what we come up with tomorrow.
I love that three offers are going out tomorrow. It's awesome.
Yep.
Fantastic. Here's how you want these to work. Ideally, email through HelloSign. The signing capabilities in FreedomSoft, from my understanding, are getting close. I haven't heard that they're there yet. So if you don't have HelloSign, Sign Now, whatever, go get one of those. Get it set up. Ideally, send it out through email, explain to them what's about to happen, say, hey, we can just get a quick electronic signature, you know, what's your best email? I'll get it over to you here in the next 15 minutes. Are you going to be at your computer? And then, fantastic, can you throw a signature on it real quick and get it back to me? you know, right away, whatever, so we so I can get this off the title. So don't write. Let's try and get. And I want an email tomorrow. If you guys get 1, 2, or 3 under contract, let me know what happens. But don't give them until Monday or Tuesday to sign that thing, which you probably weren't going to anyway. I just want to make sure that that signature means everything. That's the key.
Okay.
So good stuff. 3 offers tomorrow. I love it. Who else? And Mike, I know you're on. You want to just jump in here?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to take up all the time because we've got a lot to talk about. So if there's some other people who want to chime in,
we'll
or I can
back.
Jump in.
And if we go, we'll go 10 or 15 minutes, and then if we need to break and
okay.
see if anybody else has questions, we can do that.
Okay. So, yeah, I've definitely things started really loosening up for me starting middle last week. So I'm up to about 31 offers out. I've got 4 accepted just actually between late yesterday and today. So doing the paperwork and going to get the contract sent out and get them signed.
So same thing, email ideally,
yeah.
Electronic signature. We've talked okay. about this, but really quick, if your seller is 95 and doesn't have email and has nothing to do with that, you have to figure out, okay, how are we going to do this? So you're going to have a bird dog run it over,
yeah.
somebody else, right? You have to get creative from time to time. But ideally, email, electronic signature.
My sales guy, fortunately, lives in the area, so he can do any of that
Fantastic.
For
yep.
time being. But
that works.
So those are various different types of deals. I've got some buy and hold, some fix and flips. Those are kind of the ones we're going to get signed, but the one that we've been emailing back and forth is the big deal. And
yep.
the 93-year-old buy-and-hold investor that's been buying houses since before we were born, he's kind of a gruff old guy, and he wants to unload all his properties to one buyer. So
yeah, so is it 100 even, or it's around 100?
We're trying to – he likes to use big round numbers. It's 100. He's got 100 properties, and he's
okay.
there are 100 – they're all occupied, which – obviously, we know they're not because we found some vacants. So
right.
he's pretty matter of fact. Definitely,
yeah.
I had talked to him about 3 weeks ago, off of one of the leads, and he had just gotten back from oral surgery. So he was I just figured maybe he was being grumpy because that day before he had oral surgery. So I just didn't pay too much mind to it, and then
right.
I had him on my list to call back. Well, one of the other leads came through. My sales guy ended up calling him. And
yeah.
being from the area, he definitely has a little different way to deal with the locals and speaks the same language. And
yeah.
The old guy gave him the same 10-minute spiel about, you know, everything he's done and all the houses and properties and everything. And my sales guy was able to shift the conversation and actually got him to change his approach. At first he was just basically trying to get rid of my sales guy like he did with me. He just was trying to just, you know what, don't bother me. You know, if you don't have money to buy the house, let's go away. And my sales guy got him to talk about why he was hanging on to the houses, and he said that he would like his son to take over the properties, but his son has no interest in it.
Right.
And my sales guy took that opportunity and said, well, have you ever considered that if you're not able to manage the properties, if your son just decides to dump these things for pennies on the dollar, wouldn't you rather have cash now and be able to hand that to him than assuming he's going to be able to take care of something he doesn't want to? And the guy just said, you know what, I really hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
So, that conversation took a nice turn, and then he able to actually get him to start bringing out some numbers. So he started out with $500,000 for all 100 properties.
Right.
And then when my sales guy didn't say yes, no, maybe, he kind of was like, okay, how about $1 million? And within 5 seconds, he was $1.5 million. Well, I honestly think the realistic number is probably somewhere between 500 and a million, right, which, based on the math, at even a million a property, that's only $10,000 per house.
Right.
So he's the ones that I have pictures of are actually pretty clean. They're not a high-end rental. The rents in this area are pretty high. They're 700 right, for a little 600, 700 square foot, two-bedroom, one-bath house. And these ones look clean. The properties are maintained. They're painted.
Yep. Yep.
You know, they're not shacks. He's not a slumlord.
Yep.
And the one property, it's actually a kind of a short block. He apparently owns all the houses in this whole block, all 12 of them.
I love it.
And so not sure. We're going to go back with them probably tomorrow or Monday and
okay,
go into it with the questions we need to ask to really find out what he has. Let's get some exact
yep,
numbers. And then my sales guy's going to be ready to drop a number on him, prop right there, say, all right, well, based on what you're saying. I mean, it's a no-brainer with the numbers we can even come up with. I mean, even at a million, it's a, you know, it's a 25 cap. Even if we have 15,000 fix up in each one of these houses.
You have average rents.
Yeah.
You have average rents at what, 700?
I don't, that's not even average. Average in the area is probably closer to 8. Low rents is 750.
Are they all, they're all in the same city, right? Same.
There, it's really kind of weird, the area I'm working in. It's not like Denver or Richmond or whatever. It's,
yeah,
there's not one dominating city. They're all kind of equal.
But they're so, in the same,
they're in the same
within,
area.
Within
all,
50 miles of each other?
Well, yeah, they're all within probably 5 miles of each other, I would guess.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
he just kept buying in the same zip code or a couple zip codes. Just kept grabbing them.
There's a lot of zip codes even in that area. There's probably 8, 10. But he's been doing this for 50, 60 years, I think, or even longer. So
well, the first number I ran, because I was going back and forth, and I know Rob chimed in on your email, but
yeah,
I was like 7, what did I run it off, 750?
750, yeah, 750.
Times so, 100 properties is 75,000 gross, right? Times 70% is 52.5 net monthly.
Yeah.
Times 12 is 630,000. And you're talking about, I mean, even if you gave them $1 million divided by a million, that's a 63 cap portfolio is all.
Yeah.
Crack me up.
And assuming they need some maintenance, that's what we're going to find out. He led my sales guy to believe that they're all in perfect shape and they don't need anything. And, you know, they're ready to go, which there's, you know, obviously some of the roofs are a little bit tattered. And so I'm even just saying 15 grand per house to fix them up to make them really nice rentals.
Right.
Is still.
Well, now you're buying it. Right. Now you're buying, if you're at 25,000 a house, you're at 2.5 million buy price.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Those numbers change a little. But you're saying a lot of these look like they're in decent shape. So it's probably not 15 grand a house. Doesn't seem
no,
like.
No, no. And if they're mostly occupied. So
here's what's crazy about this is to own a group like this. I mean, no, if he's willing to let them go for that that number, that's nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, we're sitting here on the phone and we're talking about foreign investors who will buy 6, 7, 8 cap.
Yeah.
Properties. Will they buy a hundred property portfolio at an 8% return? Yeah, you don't even want to run the numbers on that, right?
No.
So I mean, this, you know, this is all hearsay until it's closed. But this
exactly.
is, I mean, this is why real estate. The onesie twosie stuff is awesome, but every one of you, if you stay on the phone, you're going to come across somebody. I mean, we're talking to a guy right now that he sent us a list of 25. He owns the tax deeds, and so he took back ownership. And he said, all these 25 are for sale. And then we're talking to another guy. He works at a bank. And so he was out of the office today because my sales guy called him, didn't really know what to ask, but now we got an email from him. He says, yeah, we've got 25 wholesale deals for sale in that market. And I look at the email, and he works for a bank. And they're out of Washington. And these properties are not in Washington, right? I'm not working in Washington, West Coast. So if they own properties over here, they probably own them in multiple cities. I mean, what else, you know, what are we tapping into here? So I'm waiting. The guy was, he was out of the office today. So I've got a message in the chat, but it's not going to take long for all of you who jump on the phone to be in the middle of something like this, because you're going to tie into a landlord that just says, hey, what else do you own? You got to be asking the two questions with every person you have on the phone, especially if you're talking to property. Do you have any others that you're looking to get rid of? And do you know anybody else that's looking to sell a property? Those two questions just have to be commonplace with your acquisitions people. So this is a cool deal, Mike. Who knows where it goes, but it forced some more conversations.
Oh, it's definitely fun to talk about. The numbers are pretty scary. I mean, I'm going from trying to get one deal closed, all of a sudden staring down the double barrel of 100, which is definitely feasible. I mean, even at $1.5 million, which was his last number, there's still a lot of meat on the bone.
Oh, there's boatloads.
There's boatloads. Just coming together
to go to financing. You could probably sell that portfolio at a 10 to 12 cap to a U.S. investor. There are just individuals, and then groups, hedge funds, whatever. This is what they do. They're not so interested in your onesie twosie thing, but they say, you know, we can grab 100 properties. Here's the cap rate. You know, they're 95% occupied. Whatever the case, right? And you'll get the stats on this thing as you move forward. But I mean, this is everybody's going to walk into something along these lines if you stay with it. The numbers are crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, get this thing wrapped up, take a 5-year vacation, come back and pick up where you left off.
Well, I don't think so. strike the iron while it's hot, man. I got all the time I need to sleep after I die.
I get bored. I get bored after 2 days of being on vacation.
That's a big deal. Hopefully it'll do something.
It is.
But I got the other four properties that are, you know, obviously trying to just do a normal what we're trying to do, and the numbers are seem to be okay. I got one of them pretty interesting. The lady,
tell us what are those
owns
like
multiples. So she owns multiples, and we called on one house that's up the street from the one that we're actually made an offer on. And I just discovered today we're trying to do some research on it we've already made the offer. Assuming the information we had, then I looked at it a little deeper, and it was an ad on Zillow that was for rent. And so I'm running my numbers on this as a 2-bed, 2-bath, 1,050-square-foot house.
Okay.
And the numbers, the ARV on it is around $140. And the rents in the area are around $1,050. So it's got pretty strong rents. And so I went to the property again, and I'm looking at it, and I'm looking, trying to just, now we got an offer, I'm trying to put the stuff together, and the house is twice the size of what the listing is for.
Huh.
It's not original duplex, but I think it was converted into a duplex. It's actually showed as at the county as a 7-bedroom, 4-bathroom house.
So it's a 2-unit now, or it's just one big single family?
I just got off the phone with my sales guy before we got on this call, and you know, we were running through trying to figure out. So he actually texted the lady and said, so what do we got here? So it's definitely a single family home. It's listed as a single family home. It's not a duplex.
Okay. Huh.
But there's a weird parking lot for a church right next to the property, bordering it, and it looked like somebody converted the back of the house to another entryway. So it's been fully rehabbed.
Yeah.
Pictures on the inside of it are nice. I mean, they did marble countertops. It's not a cheap rehab. It's a nice rehab.
Yeah.
And so we basically got the place under contract for $75,000.
Okay, $75,000.
It turned this ready to go.
And it rents for what? $1,050?
$1,050. So it's just trying
to get
it
at an 11, basically an 11.8 cap at your buy price at that rent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And the ARVs are about 150.
You think you?
So,
yeah. What do you think you're going to do with it? What's your exit strategy here?
Either way. I mean, obviously, it'd be a good just a flip. If it's been gone, ARVs, that's what we're trying to figure out. Why did she take 75?
Yeah.
Off my original numbers of 1,050 square feet at 2.2, yeah, that made sense. But we looked at the county and what the county shows, and then looked at the houses on both sides, or right next to it, and two up from it, and they were bigger square footage. They were, one was 1980 or something like that, and I'm like, yeah, this is way bigger than 1,000. That's when I went to the county and seen that it's 2,095 square feet. So that's why I told my sales guy, you got to find
it's
out.
Vacant, right?
It is. And she's slow. We weren't looking at it because it wasn't one of our leads. She said, I'll sell you this one. And we looked it up and threw an offer at 70. And she says, no, I'm not going to take 70. And he come back with an offer of 75, and she's like, okay, I'll take 75.
I love it.
We're sorting through it right now, trying to figure out what we actually did.
Well, get the contract first, and then get the inspection lined up. Figure it out during inspection. That's the right order. Here's what you need to know going in. If this thing's already fixed up, if it can sell for 150, and you've got it at 75, it's going to be hard to just buy it and then turn right around because you don't have to do any improvements and try and sell it for 150.
Yeah.
So there's no justification to the price. So you maybe are just picking up a smoking deal. So, you know, a couple things here. It's maybe you just wholesale it off as a rental. As, you know, like you're at 11.7. So maybe you try and mark it up a little bit and get it down, you know, maybe move it as a 10 cap rental, because it sounds like it's, you know, fully renovated. You might even be able to get 8 because it's in such good shape.
Yeah.
8 to 9. Do something like that with it. Plus there's equity in it. I mean, here's the thing is you should be able to sell a lower cap rate because of the equity that comes with it. So why would I take an 8 cap when I'm looking for 12s? Well, because you got 40 grand in equity in this thing, 50, whatever the case.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. So, yeah, this would be an interesting one. But step one is sign paperwork. Step two is get that inspection done, figure out what's going on. So,
yeah. So I'm going to get that to her tomorrow. The other two, or other three, let me look at them. So one of them, it is a 4-2, 1,700 square foot.
Okay,
and
that's a good size.
Yeah, pretty good size. It needs quite a bit of work. I'm figuring about 35.
What do you have
on
for
rehab? We got that one 70.
70, and it needs 35.
Yeah.
What are you going to try and sell it for?
150.
So are you going to do a fix and flip here?
That's what this one is turning out
to be. Are you going
to
wholesale it?
This one, well, I mean, I should say it's probably a fix and flip investor. We're going to
Okay, what are you going to try and wholesale it for?
Wholesaling it for 80.
Okay, so try and turn 10. So if I buy it, I'm at $80,000. You think it needs 35, right?
Yeah.
115, and you think ARV is 150?
Yeah.
Okay. So 45 grand in there to work with, you know, 6% to sell it. Run it. I'd run it through the, you know, the FreedomSoft deal analyzer, but seems to me like on a quick little project, because this is going to be a 30 to 60 day turn that somebody can probably make 20, maybe 25 if they're really efficient out of that 45, maybe better if they really pull it off. And that, you know, people are willing to make, you know, 25 to 35 all day long on a little, on a fix and flip deal that they can be out of in, you know, probably 60 days. Is it all cosmetic, the fix up?
You know, the 35 would be a pretty extensive.
Is that from the, is that from the rehab estimator?
Or yeah.
You pulled that number. Okay.
No, cool. I've run it through the estimator. The neighborhoods are, this one's not a bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
One, I got another one here that's an interesting one. It is a, looking at my notes here. It's a 2,000 square foot.
Okay.
And it's going to be around a 135 ARV.
Okay. 2,000, 135,000 ARV. The flip or a rental?
I think this one would probably work both ways.
Okay.
So what the rent, 995.
What is that?
995 a month. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's about 696.50.
What do you have it for?
55.
Okay, and how much work does it need?
As a rental, I would say probably around 12 to 15. As a full rehab, probably 18 to 20, 22 maybe.
So you're going to try and make 10 on this one as well?
Yeah, it's kind of what I've been putting in there and leaving that as a, you know, the negotiating tool. If we need to drop that down, we'll drop it down.
Right. And here are the numbers on your other one. The fix and flip quick math I always go to is ARV minus fix up times 65%. Usually, people say they run their numbers other ways, but that's pretty close. I've found some investors will go ARV minus fix up times 80%, slightly thinner margin, obviously. But on that first one, 150,000 minus 35,000. Is 115 times 0.65 is 74,750, and you're talking about selling it for 80. That's right. That's right in that wheelhouse with kind of the standard math. So.
And that's with that 10 on the acquisition. If it needed to come down a little to make it work, we'll do it.
Yeah. So if you're making, if you're moving it at 80 and they 65% is 74, I mean, we could run the math, but you're probably at 67, 68% instead of 65, but that would be a little meat on that bone.
Yeah. The buy and hold on this one that we're just running looks like it's about a 10.5 cap at the $995 a month.
Right.
And all in at 8, investor all in at 80.
So here's what you do. When did you get the verbal acceptances on these?
When did I what? I'm sorry?
When did you get the verbal acceptances on these offers?
Today.
Okay. And I think you said you're waiting until tomorrow to get the contracts out. Is there a reason?
Just trying to get things put, just to get things put together.
Okay.
Get these.
So get this process dialed so that
I've been on and off
somebody says
sales guy all day too. So it's been trying to get it done.
Right. So get what I want you and your sales guy to do is get this process dialed so that when somebody says, yeah, I'll take 70, you say, great, I'm going to have paperwork over to you in 15 minutes. Because really, to use that FreedomSoft, use FreedomSoft to generate the document right, once it's put in there, and there's a video on the document generator. If anybody has questions, I'm happy to help you with it. But you can literally fill this contract out in under 2 minutes, and it's ready to go.
And you I've been using the contract. I've been using the one that we got in the classroom, actually through our.
Right, you upload it into FreedomSoft.
Okay.
And then
okay.
once it's in FreedomSoft, you just click on it and add the merge fields. So
okay.
you want two versions of it, one with you as the buyer, and then you can also use that contract if you're the seller. So you can upload
okay.
it twice. And on the one where you're the buyer, on the contract name where it says and buyer whose name is, you put in your company name. And then what you'll do is that stuff will all be just on the template, and it'll automatically fill it out. It'll automatically put your signature on it, all that stuff. And then when you click into this lead record, and then click you hit that horizontal three-dot menu on the lead details
mm-hmm.
page, click generate
mm-hmm.
document. All the merge fields that FreedomSoft knows it'll auto-populate, and it'll grab the seller's name, the property address. All that stuff just gets thrown in there automatically. And then, so as you're creating the document, you go to the final screen before it actually generates, and it's the preview screen. And the preview screen is still fully editable, so which is really handy because you look it over really quick, and if you have to make any changes, you just add them, delete them, type them in, whatever you want, and you say, this thing's ready to go, create. You'll wait about 5 seconds, maybe 10. That thing will show up in your attachments, and it's ready to email. So what you'll do from then is, you'll take it over into your HelloSign and right, just get to figure out how to use whether it's HelloSign or SignNow or whatever. You'll send the document over there, and then you can click on it, right? Initials here, signature here, you get it prepped, and then it gets forwarded right over to the seller.
Okay.
So, yep, you guys, I mean, you're in the middle of it. So that's one of the things. Use these first four for you guys to get dialed on this so that moving forward somebody says, I'll take 70, and you say, great, I'm going to have paperwork get over to you within 20 minutes. Are you sitting in front of your computer?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And that's kind of where you're just these first ones just getting through the process will definitely get me.
Here's why. It's all about the signed paperwork. And I was talking to Rob yesterday, and somebody chimed in. He's a member of a couple investor groups on Facebook. Somebody chimed in, and this is a real story. They were talking to a seller. Seller accepted their verbal offer, and then they said, you know what, I think there are a couple liens out there. I'm not exactly sure on the amounts. We got to find those out. And they, instead of saying, okay, let's get the contract tied up at this price, then we'll go do a title search. I'll put a little clause in here that says if the liens come back and they're more than X, right, just spell it out, then we'll renegotiate the price. And they didn't get the signed contract. Instead, they told the seller, okay, great, look into those liens, let me know what you find, and then we'll get this thing in place. And they said, fantastic. So a few days went by. The investor calls the seller back and says, hey, what'd you find out on those liens? And they said, well, here's what's going on. But in the meantime, another investor called me and gave me a better offer, so I took theirs. No paperwork in place. So I think Rob chimed in. I didn't look it up on Facebook, but it is all about, even if your price is off, that's what your inspection period is for. It is all about signed paperwork. So you have got to get it, because what's at risk here, Mike, is, and it probably won't happen, but you have four verbals, but there's a chance that somebody else is on the phone with one of these four right now.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, yeah, I just told somebody earlier I'd take 70. 70, I'll give you 75.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you right now. Right? 75, done.
Well, they could be playing negotiator and go to somebody else and say, hey, somebody just offered me this. You can offer me more?
Right. Right. This is why it's awesome. Somebody says yes, drop everything and get that signed paperwork back.
Okay.
So,
sounds good. I'll get those uploaded and get that
yep.
in place.
As soon as possible.
So,
here's the thing. If
yeah.
you don't want to learn all the technology right now, great. Whatever you can do quickest, if you have to print them off, fill them out by hand, scan them, and get them over, because that's faster than learning FreedomSoft for these four, do that. Whatever is fastest with what you know. If you've
yeah.
played around with the doc generator before and you're right, you feel like you can figure it out, go that route. If not, fill them out by hand, scan them and go. Okay. So you can still scan them into Sign Now, put your signature box on there for the electronic signature, and get them over to the seller.
Okay. So the last deal I got is it's a little bit questionable. The house might have some structural, but the floor sounds like it's got some issues. All these houses in this area are just basically crawl spaces, and there's no basements. And the seller wants us to take a look at it. We gave him an offer range between 12 and 20 based on this house he's got. And it's a 2-1, 869 square foot. ARVs are going to be around 45,000.
Okay.
So this is a buy and hold property. I put it in around 15,000 on the fix up.
Okay.
Gross rents are 700.
What do you have it for?
If I get it for 20 and put 15 in it, that'll be 35.
Well, if you get it for 20, you've got to sell it for 25 or 30, and then 15.
Yeah. So I've got it. If I buy it for 20, that's on the high side we gave him, not knowing what kind of structural damage he's got.
It rents for 700?
Yeah. So the buyer would be 45,000 all in. It's like it's about a 13 cap.
Yeah, 10 cap could pay 58.8. At those numbers, so all right. Same thing.
So
if you can get those off, and what I think you're in East Coast time zone, and I'm telling you, you may want to try and tackle these tonight. At least get all the paperwork ready tonight, so that tomorrow morning, you're just saying, hey, are you sitting in front of your computer? Email's on its way. You know, why don't we just stay on the phone? That way, if you have any questions with the electronic signature, I can just walk you through it. That's another great way to do it, because then they're signing it while you're on the phone, and you just say, yep, I got confirmation, document signed, giddy up, here's what we're going to do next. We'll get this off to the title company, right? You said there weren't any liens, blah, blah, blah. We just need to verify that, obviously. And then what's the best way for my field rep to get into the house so we can do our inspection on it? Is it on lockbox? Is it vacant? Is it occupied? Whatever. You got to figure out how to get that person in there and get that scheduled as soon as possible. So, cool. Let me shoot me an email tomorrow and let me know what happens with these four, because that should really be four phone calls. If somebody's busy, that's fine, but see if you can get the whole signature done while you're on the phone.
Okay.
I'm going to send you an email right now. And that's, anytime you're explaining this stuff, right, we always make it what's in it for them, right? So I tell you what. Let me send this email. Let's stay on the phone. We can make sure it arrives. That way, if you have any questions, I'll just take care of them for you right now. Do you have a couple minutes? So now it's them focused, but really you want the contract back. So good stuff. And here's what this all boils down to. Nobody yet has submitted a bigger offer number in the last couple of weeks, and you're at 31, and then we're talking about four deals that are getting put together. And I don't feel like this is a coincidence. That was my sarcasm kicking in. It is absolutely not a coincidence. That is the key stat. So nice job.
Thank you.
Who else?
If nobody else has anything, can you elaborate a little bit on the whole Sign Now, Hello Sign? I brought both of those websites up. I've not used anything like that. Could you just maybe go over that real quick again, how to send something through them, and which one do you prefer to use?
Your best bet, because depending on which one, there are a handful of them out there, and they all have instructional video. But in a nutshell, what will happen is you'll set up your account. You can upload a document to it. And then once you get that document, you can click on it and put, I need initials here, I need a signature here, whatever it is, and then save it. And then that document is then prepped with the technology. So you forward it to somebody, and when they grab it, they can just click into one of those boxes, and if they're on their phone, they can just write right on the screen. If they're on a desktop computer, they can use their mouse, and they can just sign right on the screen and click save. So they don't have to print anything. They don't have to write, then put an ink signature on there, then scan it, then send it back. As soon as they sign and click save, and this is how typical real estate transactions, and this has been happening for years. So, you know, we were doing, I was doing fix and flips here in Denver, and so all of the paperwork would come over electronically, and I would sign it either with my finger, or you can pick a font that looks nicer if you scribble it in with your finger. And as soon as you click save, that bad boy is signed.
Okay.
So that's all. And they'll have, they'll all have, whichever one you pick to set up, they'll all have instructional videos that'll walk you through it. And then what you do is grab a, right, do a test run, upload a document, fill it out, email it to yourself to a different address, sign it, and you'll get it back and do a test run so you know how it works.
Okay. But you said FreedomSoft will be coming up with that capability?
Our guys are putting it in right now. So testing, user interface, got to make sure everything's working. But what you'll be able to do is create the contract and then pull up the signing feature, tell it where to put, you know, I need an initial box here, a signature box here, a signature box here, save it, and then email it, and it'll go right out of FreedomSoft. They can sign it, and it'll come back.
Okay. So we'll just sign up for a free trial of one of these instead of paying for it.
Yeah, and they probably all have a 30-day. They probably have a 30-day something. Yeah, use it for now, and then when FreedomSoft, you know, it's not gonna, it won't go live until it's tested and ready to go, but it should be here in the near future. So yeah, this is a short-term fix.
Okay. Cool.
Yep. What else? Who else?
Next.
I got barbecue.
Yep. Hey, Mike, I was just thinking, your paperwork is going to be quite a bit different if you put up a deal where you buy 100 properties.
Yeah, you think?
So you're probably not doing 100 contracts.
No.
I'm hoping you get to that point, and I'm going to, you know, we're going to get Rob involved on that, but you could start asking around with a title company in the area, too, that says, hey, have you ever done bulk transactions? I've got one that I'm working on teeing up. What do I need to know? Go to your investor-friendly title company. Kind of get ahead of it, especially if things start going well and you get a verbal and that kind of thing. So, again, we'll chime in.
And even for a contract, I mean, what do you – if I get him Monday to agree to a number to pull one of these little documents out and have him sign it, I don't know if that's, you know, if that's
the appropriate way to handle it. Yeah, I mean, it's going to want a reference. Yeah, it's going to want to reference all 100. You probably just say for property address, see addendum, right? Don't fill them all in on the contract, and then addendum A would be attached to the contract.
Yeah.
Show them all. I don't know. Are you planning to inspect all 100?
Good question.
Yeah. So, you know, a couple things
I might be flying to Virginia, right?
Could be. Yeah, I mean Yeah, I mean, you could do it. So, you know, you're going to want an inspection period that gives you enough time.
Sure. This wouldn't be no 30-day deal. This would probably be a 60 to 90-day deal.
You're going to want to go around and see them, right?
Yeah.
Document them, that kind of thing. But you could probably see 6 to 10 a day if you were hustling, and they're all within 5 miles.
Yeah.
Something like that. But yeah, start thinking about. You know, it's really about seeing if you guys can come up with a number first. I mean, that's
clearly
step one. Yeah.
But
there's a number on the table. Yeah. Makes sense.
Exactly. So I guess we'll take that step on Monday, and if he comes back with an agreed amount that he would take, then I'll be doing what I have to try to figure the rest out in a real short order. I'll be planning ahead of time, but we'll see where it goes.
Yep. Yeah, it could go either way.
Yep.
Treat them all the same. You just never know what's gonna fall through.
Yep.
It's gonna be a fun little project, though, if it does, for sure.
Little project, yeah. Yeah, pretty small little deal.
Yeah. Got some potential. Hey, the other thing I was gonna say too is that I wanted to highlight is this seller basically said no. But you hired a sales guy to do acquisitions, and so no wasn't good enough, and he's got some experience on the phone, and he goes, so you're going to give these all to your son who doesn't really want anything to do with them, and so, you know, what's likely here? He's just going to want to get rid of the problem and liquidate them all for pennies. A non-salesperson, they don't say that. They just say, okay, you know, nice talking to you today. Hope you have a good afternoon.
Well, now my sales guy, yeah, he's actually
that high D mentality. They keep asking.
Now that he got him to that point, he's like, oh, we got it. I want to go back to him, and I want it just because he's assuming that the old guy's never going to hear from him again. He says, I bet you that old guy thinks he'll never hear from me again. He says, oh, I want to make that phone call and say, hey, guess what? we got some things to talk about.
That's why you hire a high D salesperson, or this thing never gets to the table.
Well, a little more backstory on my sales guy. So he's been doing this for about a year, trying to figure this out.
Uh-huh.
And he went to a few Van Merrill seminars and trying to do some things and spent a ton of money sending out flyers, mailers.
Yep.
He says he started almost a year ago. And he says, and he got to the point where nobody in his area is talking to him about how to do it and what to do there. They give him just enough to get his lips wet, but they don't give him a bite. And he was getting pretty frustrated. And he actually was making the decision to go back and do what he had been doing prior.
Yeah.
Just like, you know what, this real estate thing is just not working. And we had that talk today. He's like, and then I met you.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
that's a cool story.
Yeah, he was, and I got lucky. I mean, the first guy to hire, and he's ready to rock, so I've been pretty fortunate. It doesn't usually work that way, hiring people. I know that myself, so if it lasts, and I told him even at the beginning, I said, you know what, if it lasts 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year, I don't care. As long as we can take care of what we need to take care of, I'm okay with that. If it's short-term, long-term, I'm not holding anything back. So I'm going to teach you everything I'm learning and teach you anything I know. So,
cool. That's the way to live.
He was appreciative.
Yep.
So,
that's the better way than
being
fearful that somebody's just going to go start their own gig.
And if he does, because I told him that.
Yep.
You know, so if you decide that you want to start doing your own thing, we got a group of people we're working with that'll hook you up. So.
I like it. That's, you know, he's more likely to stay knowing that just because people appreciate that. Say, hey, you know, you treated me right. And that's just a better way to live. There's enough to go around. So if there's somebody else looking.
Yeah, so to keep him, because he's got some payments that he has an obligation to. And when he bird dogged for me for the first, couple weeks, just getting the leads in so we could even start the process. He was just trying to take care of those obligations. So he was a little nervous about not being out in the field because he needs to make this amount of money. And so even on Monday, we had to have another discussion about how we're going to handle that. And I said, well, if you're not on the phone, we're not making deals, neither one of you can get paid.
Right.
So
exactly it.
To ease your mind, I says, what I'll do is I will, he's got to mail out this obligation the 15th of March. I says, the 9th, I says, if we haven't done anything, don't have anything, I'll forward you the money for your payment, and we'll make sure you're taken care of so that we can stay on the phone.
Cool.
And he really appreciated it.
I like it.
Yeah, so...
You're building a fan. That's cool.
Yeah.
stuff.
I think we're going to be good.
Yep, good stuff. What else? Questions and updates on a Thursday afternoon. We get everything covered. The only thing I can assume when there's silence.
Now, where are these properties actually? Oh, sorry, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
How you doing?
Good, you?
Been working too much at the clinic, but I'm doing all right. You get my email?
Yeah, I replied to it.
Okay. Oh, I didn't see it yet. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, well,
yeah,
all I had to ask.
If that's the direction, knock it out.
Yeah.
Yep,
I think I need to do that. Just to maybe
a little fresh start. Yeah, that's
fine.
Yeah. You can always come back to the leads you already have at some point.
Exactly.
Sure, if you want or. Yep.
And I probably will do that, but I just need to start at a different place.
Yep.
I think it's going to be the better choice. So.
Absolutely.
Maybe starting that. I'm still examining where to fire off at though.
Yeah. Send over your findings and where you think you're going. I mean,
okay.
At the end of the day, a lot of places can make sense, right? Absolutely use the P ratio as a guide. Rob, if you were to pull a P ratio in Memphis where Rob's, they're killing it, you guys. They really are. I talked to him yesterday. I think they're tying up $85,000 in profit by Monday, between yesterday and Monday. I mean, they're just killing it. And all they're doing is, this is the method. Generate leads, make offers. And here's the thing. And I'll pull back the curtain and their acquisitions people have Brad and Rob training them. I mean, fantastic. Is there going to be a little more learning curve? Right. With you, even myself.
Right.
And I've been around Rob for a long time. Absolutely. But don't give up. I mean, don't quit on it. They're just,
right.
They haven't had, in 9 months, they've only had a couple where they didn't do $100,000 or more. So, they're just killing it out there. What they're going to do now is they've got a guy that was construction manager, and then now he's working disposition. And then in the next couple months, they're going to transition him into market manager and just back off and go build the franchise full time and just get out of all the daily stuff. Because, they're still involved to some extent, mostly Brad, but
yeah,
it's there, stay on it, keep building the team, keep working with them. I mean, I'm on with our acquisitions guys every day. What did they say? How'd you come back? Cause they know how to sell. They're good on the phone. They're comfortable on the phone, but they don't know anything about real estate. So, Mike, actually, you had a pretty unique acquisitions guy came in that he was kind of going down the real estate road, wasn't having any success, but he was kind of around it, right? Picked up some of the language, some of the methods, that kind of thing. That's a great find. I haven't found that acquisitions person yet. You can find salespeople, but they just don't know anything about the real estate side. So it's all about that acquisition, and you're just going to have to work with them and talk to them and help them through conversations and sharpen that axe one day at a time. That just is what it is. But, it's worth it. I mean, I see the kind of numbers that this process produces. So, Paul and I aren't doing 65 grand by Monday. I tell you that. It's getting there, though. Momentum's picking up. Deals closing, that kind of thing. But, just step on it. It's worth the time we're going to put in.
Well, I have a feeling that I know FreedomSoft finally reasonably well. So that's not, I know a lot of that. I know a lot of the nuts and bolts that tripped me up for so long before. So that is behind me, so I can focus on the main stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Thanks for hanging in there, man.
Yeah. We don't quit.
Neither will I.
That's right. Quitting's a choice. Doesn't matter how you slice it. Always a choice. So we just keep moving.
Look, yeah, fucking run you over.
Who's running who over? You can road rage on the call. That's fine. Just maybe hit star 6 for us. Who else?
So, Mike, I was going to ask, where are you guys putting these conversations at? They're not in FreedomSoft. Are they in the classroom somewhere?
No, in the coaching center.
In the coaching center?
Yep. And they're all uploaded. I think
I've never went to look for them.
I upload. Yeah, so if you log in, just click on office hours on the left side.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
Yep. And then there should be a little arrow there. You can click it, and it'll drop down the months. Tell me, is February 2018 on there? Because I asked Brandy. She does a lot of the tech for Rob to add February. I know how to upload the calls, but I don't control the website. So.
So it's under additional training?
No.
I click on office hours, and it's showing just the times and the call-in phone number.
No, the over by office hours on the left, there's a little arrow. Click the arrow, and it'll drop down the different months.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I had a hard time with that, too. You have to hit the arrow, not just the words.
Yeah, there we go. Gotcha. Now I see it now. Okay.
Is February 5th and February 8th? Or 8th and 12th, 5th, 8th, and 12th should be on there. Do you see them?
13's there. 13th.
13th.
Yeah.
Should be the 12th was Monday, and then today's the 15th. I can check
I'm
it.
I'm not. I guess
are.
I'm still.
I'll make sure they're all there.
Still learning.
You know what else I found is I think on some of the, or at least on a lot of the videos and stuff, if you right-click and look at enhancements, you can speed it up as fast as you want, 2 times as fast, 1.5 as fast, whatever. So you can listen to it, you can still understand it, but it takes takes a little less time.
Is that an app that you have, Tom, that does that?
No, I did an app for something else, but on any of the stuff that Rob or you do, those little videos, if you right click and it'll say enhancements.
I've never tried that.
You go to enhancements and it'll say playback speed, and you'll have a little bar, and it goes, it's at 1. You can put it at 1.5. I find 1.7 is about as fast. 2 times is a little too much. 1.7 is just about right.
That's how I listen to books on Audible.
Yeah, and that's
right,
so you
that
just
one,
right click and go on.
Yeah, speed them up. Nice.
Go to right click and go to enhancements. I'm not sure if that works on these. On these, I think I downloaded an app to do that, but it was free off the internet. I'll try to figure it out and I'll send it out to you, and then you can send it to people if you want.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I did find it, Mike. It's in there for February 1st, 5th, 8th. 10, 12.
Okay, good. Because I think I looked in there last week and February wasn't showing up for some reason. So I asked Brandy to add it for me. I speak a little tech, but not too much about building websites. So, anything else?
Yeah. Now I'm looking in February 1st and I don't see any. Time shows 0 as far as the playback. Nope, there it went. I hit it and it went to an hour and 16 minutes. Okay. So you just got to hit it. Okay.
Okay, good.
I'm figuring it out. We're getting it.
And then technically challenged Tom just chimed in with a tech tip and I smiled. Is that what just happened there, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting there, buddy. I'm getting there.
I'll start calling you TCT, Technically Challenged Tom. You want to climb a mountain? Giddy up.
Exactly.
Pack me up. All right, everybody.
Done? All right, bud.
Yeah, good stuff. Just a handful of check-ins, but a lot of stuff happening. That's what we want to hear. So any questions, obviously, get them in to the coaching email. Have a great afternoon or evening, wherever you're at. And, if I don't talk to you tomorrow, we'll chat Monday. Hey, if we've got some offers going out tomorrow, so when you get signed contracts back, I want to know about it. So shoot me an email to the coaching email address, all right? I know Larry and Danny, you have 3 going out. Mike, you have 4. If anybody else has anything going out like that, send them in. I want to hear about it. Sound good?
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
All right, everybody.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care. Yep. Talk soon. See ya.
Bye.